And sometimes we're too quick to believe the negative about ourselves. We're just too quick to believe we're rubbish when actually we're not rubbish. You know, when we don't recognise sometimes that I've got my child up, I've got them dressed, I've given them breakfast, tick, tick, tick. I've got them to school, tick. Sometimes we don't recognise all these bits. Something goes wrong and that's what we focus on. That kind of parrot that's saying all the negative stuff on your shoulder. So the self-talk is what you believe about yourself. And what I say to parents out there is, stop that negative self-talk. Start every time it jumps in your head, just say, no, I'm not doing the negative. I'm going to look at what's gone right today. Hi, welcome to the Sharing Parenting Podcast, where we discuss real parenting issues. Being a parent is the biggest and most important job you will ever do. So we feel it's normal and natural for parents to look for good quality, reliable information, which has a strong evidence base behind it. My name is Suzanne Pearson, and I'm the director and founder of Sharing Parenting. Sharing Parenting has been supporting parents and professionals since 2009, and we work hard to normalise parenting support and make this easily available to all parents and professionals, which is why we've put together an interesting and informative series of podcasts for you to enjoy. Now, all that's left is for you to tune in, sit back, and enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Sharing Parenting Podcast. I'm Ginny, and today I'm here with Suzanne.
Hi, lovely to be here.
And our question today is, I had such high hopes about being a parent, but now I feel like I'm always failing. So I think probably a question that we don't always admit to, but probably one that a lot of parents feel. How would you answer that question for us, Suzanne?
Wow, that is a big question. And I think you're right. I think the parenting journey is a long journey. And during that journey, there's definitely times most parents will feel that they are failing. I think there's no such thing as a perfect parent. I think the first thing I would think about is, who do we compare ourselves to? When we think I'm failing, what am I failing at? Who am I looking at? Quite a lot of these TV programmes can have these lovely, smiley, happy parents. Or it might be someone you see in the playground and you think, gosh, they're always doing it right. So I think the first thing is to think, who am I comparing myself to? And maybe stop there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because I always feel about it's a kind of a social media thing. It's like an Instagram, like we put our best face on and we always show people our best sort of image of ourselves. But it probably isn't just a social media, is it? I think it's always been in the media, hasn't it? And as you said about TV programmes and magazines, and you know, when we walk out the door, I think we don't want to admit that we're failing, so we would put on that sort of false face. Is that what
you think? I think social media can be dangerous if we're looking at happy families, because we put pictures of happy families on social media and we start to think, well, why is my family not like that? But as we say in Sharing Parenting here, we talk about the whole idea of being a good enough parent. You know, being good enough, that because perfect doesn't exist. Being good enough at what you do, being good enough at how you communicate, being good enough at what you provide for your children. Being a good enough parent is what we talk about here.
So that's a really good point, actually. And I think maybe we could repeat that actually perfect doesn't exist.
No.
And I think we're always striving for that perfect, isn't it? But actually, if we can think it isn't, it's good enough is good enough, then actually we can kind of relax a little bit and just enjoy the journey a bit more, perhaps.
Yeah, and then by relaxing, it also means that, who do we focus on most of the time? Most parents spend their life focusing on their children, which is lovely, you know, what the children needs. Food, sleep, activities, routines, you know, buying things. We spend all our lives looking after, providing for our children. But we have a secret here in Sharing Parenting, a really important secret, in that How can I improve my parenting? How can I improve how I feel about my parenting? And the secret is by looking after yourself. That is the secret.
So that's something that is probably quite hard to comprehend as a parent, isn't it? I think we always think that we have to put ourselves at the bottom of the pile. But when you've said told me that before, I always feel like it's like on the aeroplane when they talk about the emergency exit and they said put your oxygen mask on yourself first. And I always, the first time I saw that, I was kind of a bit surprised by it because I thought surely you're going to look after the children first. But when it was explained that actually if you put the oxygen mask on yourself first, you can then look after other people on the plane. But if you pass out, you can't. Yeah. So often I think about that when you talk about the
looking after yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but on a busy day, we have all the things we have to do from the children, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, and we can spend the end of the day being totally exhausted. And as the week goes on, children can be challenging, because that's what children do naturally. They can challenge us, they can say things that upset us. And if we are tired and run down, we've not had a good enough sleep, we've not been feeding ourselves healthy food, we've not done any kind of exercise that's good for us, then when children do become challenging, how do we deal with it? You know, we're exhausted, we're tired, and we can deal with it quite badly. And then when one thing goes wrong, we start to beat ourselves up. I'm no good. I'm a rubbish parent. I thought I would be a better parent than this. Why can't I be like so-and-so? We start to really come down on ourselves. We sometimes have this self-talk, the things we say to ourselves in our mind. I'm a rubbish parent. And then we do something. That proves I'm a rubbish parent. And this talk goes round in our head. And whatever we tell ourselves about ourselves, guess what? That starts to become affecting our actions.
So self-talk, is that just kind of talking negatively to ourselves, you know, or talking positively to ourselves? But so, because some people might not have heard self-talk before, but do you think so? The best way I describe it sometimes is to say, pretend there's two parrots sitting on one either shoulder, and then one's kind of saying, you know, you're rubbish, you're useless, you know, you're always failing at this, and the other one's kind of saying, oh, go on, have a go. Like, you've been really good. You've already got up this morning, got dressed, got the children to school. So I suppose the one on my left is kind of my best friend being nice to me. And the other one probably is the negative, is my bad one. But would that be a good example of self-talk, or would you explain self-talk in a different way?
No, I think that's a great example. You know, it's what we say to ourselves about ourselves, what we think about ourselves, what we believe about ourselves. And sometimes we're too quick to believe the negative about ourselves. We're just too quick to believe we're rubbish when actually we're not rubbish. You know, when we don't recognise sometimes that I've got my child up, I've got them dressed, I've given them breakfast, tick, tick, tick. I've got them to school, tick. Sometimes we don't recognise all these bits. Something goes wrong and that's what we focus on. That kind of parrot that's saying all the negative stuff on your shoulder. So the self-talk is what you believe about yourself. And what I say to parents out there is, stop that negative self-talk. Start every time it jumps in your head, just say, no, I'm not doing the negative. I'm going to look at what's gone right today. But the big question that I think parents have is when you say focus on yourself is like, I don't have time. Why should I focus on myself? Well, focusing on your time and on yourself is an investment. You know, if you have some money, if anyone's lucky enough to have extra money, you put it in a bank and you hope you get, it's an investment. You hope you earn a wee bit of interest, or you invest in something. Investing in yourself, spending time on yourself, is not selfish. This is the secret. Investing in yourself is investing in the family. Spending time on yourself is about spending time, quality time with the family. So it's actually, what do I need for me? Is about actually making you a more effective parent. What can I do for me?
So I suppose if we, because I know I struggled with that until my husband said to me, oh, why don't you go for a swim? And I kind of said, oh, no, I can't, because I can't leave the children, I can't do this. And he kind of looked at me twice and said, no, you really need to go for a swim. And I realised actually they needed me to go for a swim. You know, it was that they knew that I would be a better parent if I just took time out for myself, went for a swim and came back. And sometimes, like we said before with self-talk, I think we can be much harder on ourselves than we would anybody else. And even that, you know, thinking, okay, I don't want to put myself first, but actually it can be the other way around, can't it? It can be quite selfish not to take time out. And I realised that at that point, because I thought, actually, I am being selfish because I'm trying to be a martyr, trying to kind of say, oh, I'll do all these things, but actually probably not as well as I could have done if I'd taken time out for myself. So I suppose it is about swapping it round, thinking, yeah, that's the best way to be a positive parent. Yeah,
it is the best way to be a positive parent, or the best way, if you want to look at how can I be more effective as a parent, is to actually not look on how I can change the kids, but actually to look at how I can change what I do so that I have 10 minutes a day on me. Because there's where your change will come. This is the secret. By spending 10 minutes a day, or whatever it is, on yourself, you're actually refueling yourself. You're building your energy. It's like you're building your resources. So that children, I mean, we know children can be challenging sometimes. We know they can be cheeky sometimes. That's their job, is to push the boundaries. But when children do push the boundaries, when they do push your buttons, that if I've slept well and if I've had some healthy food and I managed to have some time for me, I'm resourced and I can deal with that challenge of behaviour much more effective. But if I'm tired, I never have time for myself, I've not had time for a proper meal, and the child comes and pushes my buttons, how do you deal with it then? And it's a bit like filling a car. You know, we could drive the car and drive the car, and someone says, you need petrol. And you say, I don't have time to put in petrol. I'm driving, I'm busy. And what happens? Car explodes. It's about filling your personal tank up. It's actually about filling, you know, the resources you need to be more effective.
That's a really good example, isn't it? Because as you say, children are going to be challenging and they're never really going to come to us and say, Mum, why don't you take some time out? So we have to take that responsibility as the adult ourselves. But I can hear people kind of worrying about it and thinking, well, it's okay for you. You've got somebody who can look after the children while you go for a swim or something. But have you got some other examples of time out where people can do it if they've got lots of children or they don't have childcare? You know, what kind of things can people do for themselves?
Well, you know, I was a single parent for a long time with my son, and you know, it's difficult when you're on your own, you know, because you can't just leave the house and leave them in there. So there are lots of things you can do once you've made the decision. Though the first thing is to make the decision that doing something for myself is important. That's the first decision. That's the most valuable decision I think any parent can really make, because by taking care of yourself, you are taking care of your children and your family. So once you've made that decision that I'm important in this, then there are things there that I can talk about.
It made me think about modelling when you're saying that, which we talk about a lot in sharing parenting, don't we? But actually kind of showing our children what to do. And I remember somebody once saying to me, you know, your children will be watching you to think about when their parents, they're going to look back and think, okay, what did my mum and dad do? And actually that was one of the reasons why I did start to do those things, because I thought, I want my children to know that it's important for them as well to take time out for themselves.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. By taking care of yourself, our children don't always listen, but they're watching. And by taking care of yourself, you're teaching your children how to take care of themselves. So it's a big investment. But there are things that you can do that are low cost. I mean, just having a long bath, just taking time to listen to your favourite music, taking time to read a magazine that you never have time to read. It doesn't have to involve money. It doesn't have to mean leaving the house. It's thinking, what refreshes you? What would be good for you that would help you feel a bit better about yourself and who you are? What is it? But there are barriers, you know, because we can say, okay, every night I'm going to read a magazine for 10 minutes, or every night I'm going to listen to my favourite music and put a candle on. And then suddenly, before we know it, it's bedtime again and we're too tired. So there are lots of barriers in front, or we think, I still don't have time for this. To make this work, you really need to think, when in the day will I do it? When will I do it? Will I do it before the kids wake up? I know a lot of parents get up before their kids, and just half an hour, they say it's the only time they can find for themselves. Or is there time when they're at school? Or is there time at bedtime? So think where you would do it and put it in that part. And every time you try and think, I don't have time to do this, think, no, this is an investment in my family. And when that child acts up, by just having some time to yourself every day, a wee bit of time, you're going to be in a much better place to deal with it well. And then changing your image and what you're saying about yourself. I'm a good parent. I'm a good enough parent. I'm investing in my family by looking after myself. I'm teaching the children to look after themselves when they watch me do what I do. You know, it's all about staying healthy as a parent, mentally and physically.
That's excellent. Thank you, Suzanne. I think there's so many takeaways there, as you said, about not being the perfect parent, not striving for it, sort of thinking about those external influences, you know, where are we getting this sort of perfect image from? And the self-talk. There was probably lots of takeaways. What would be your takeaway?
Every day, my challenge to all parents is to identify one small thing you did well. You got the breakfast out, you got them dressed. It doesn't need to be a big thing. You sat and listened to them for 5 minutes. And when you find it every day, pat yourself in the back and say, I did well. That would be my takeaway. Because it's like snowdrops. All of those little things will mount up. And soon that negative stuff and that negative self-talk will be squashed. So well done to all parents out there. It's not an easy job, but it can be very rewarding.
What an excellent way to end. That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Suzanne, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed that episode. If you would like more information, or have a parenting question about anything we have discussed, or want to find out more about parent support, please visit our website, sharingparenting.com. Here you can find written articles, videos with positive strategies, a range of courses and workshops, and loads of information. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to you joining us next time.